Hard melt him in moder Hat mir skilde kaupa Fleog fagrar ora Fara brott med vikingo
Fara brott med vikingo
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. This is, as always, your host, Pagan Mom, the Modern Vala. This episode is the first in my mini-series about crystals, and this mini-series is going to be on 5 episodes talking about 5 different crystals in each one. I'm gonna look into the books and see what they say about them, and I'm also gonna add in my own thoughts and experiences too after that. And first of all, I just want to say that everybody can benefit from crystals. As practitioners of the craft, we may use them a bit differently sometimes than non-practitioners would do, but a non-practitioner can also use them for so many things as well. And I'll explain things as we go. And also, before we dive into the crystal of the week, I think it's important to address that crystals are not and should not be considered as a cure for any diseases or mental disorders. If you have those kind of issues, my advice is always that you should go to the professionals instead. Crystals are, however, metaphysical tools for spiritual practices, and when we use them as tools, they amplify and enhance what we're doing spiritually. So let's say we're doing a healing spell or trying to relieve symptoms like headaches or something. We could then choose a crystal or crystals that has that kind of frequency, that vibrates on such levels for that kind of intention. That would help us intensify and enhance what we're doing on a spiritual level. So it's not like the crystals are doing the work for us, but they do work with us as we work energetically. It's all about the practitioner really and the work that they do. But crystals are a powerful tool to use as an amplifier, for example. So now that I've talked about all that, let's dive into the crystal of this week. And that crystal is garnet. And garnet is one of my absolute favorite crystals, and the deep red color is just so beautiful. Right, so let's get into what the books say about garnet first before I dive into my own thoughts and experience with this crystal. And I'm going to read stuff from Crystal Spells by Ember Grant, The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall, and The Metaphysical Book of Gems and Crystals by Florence Megamont. But before I do that, I want to begin with explaining how I learn about the crystals. And I never read books about them beforehand. I always spend time with them to really feel the energies on my own first. I meditate with them and take them with me wherever I go, for example. And when I feel I have gotten a good idea of how the crystal affects me, I'll write it all down. Then I like to compare and read up about the crystals I've been working with to see if any of what I've felt and written down is felt by others too. And it's so confirming for myself in a way to see if others have those feelings too. But I also want to add here that if you feel something that others don't, if you do the same procedure that I do, that doesn't mean that it's wrong. It only means that it affects you in a certain way. And that's perfectly valid too, because energies works differently depending on the person and their energies too sometimes. Anyways, I have a beautiful almandine garnet, so my experiences are going to focus only on what I felt with that particular type of garnet. Because there's a few other types of garnets as well. Just so you know, guys. Alright, so let's start with the books then, and I'll start with the Crystal Bible. I won't be reading the whole text about it, because it's a lot, but I'll take most pieces of it. And it says like this: Garnet is a powerfully energizing and regenerating stone. It cleanses and energizes the chakra. It revitalizes, purifies, and balances energy, bringing serenity or passion as appropriate. It is said to be able to warn off approaching danger and was long ago carried as a protective talisman. Garnet inspires love and devotion, balances the sex drive, and alleviates emotional disharmony. Red garnet in particular stimulates the controlled rise of the kundalini energy. This is a stone of commitment, useful to have in a crisis, and it's particularly helpful in situations where there seems to be no way out, or where life is fragmented or is traumatic. It fortifies, activates, and strengthens a survival instinct, bringing courage and hope into seemingly hopeless situations. It also promotes assistance in times of trouble. It can stimulate past life recall. It also amplifies other crystals' effects. It also clears negative energy. Psychologically, garnet sharpens our perception of yourself and other people, bestows self-confidence. Almandine garnets in particular is strongly regenerative, bringing strength and stamina. It brings deep love, particularly self-love. Almandine opens the pathway between the base and the crown chakras, channeling and grounding spiritual energies into the physical body. Now, let's move on to what Amber Grant says in her book Crystal Spells. And she says, garnet is a stone of health, commitment, self-confidence, sexuality, vigor, patience, protects against thieves, remembering dreams, and she also writes that it strengthens stability in lawsuits and legal matters or challenges. It enhances service and fertility. And she also writes it's associated with the planet Mars and the fire element. And in Megamond's book it says, a warrior stone. Garnet served as a talisman in the Crusades for both the Christians and their Muslim enemies. The Merovingians brought garnets from faraway Ceylon, Sri Lanka, through the Silk Road, combining it with amber from the Baltic to create magnificent jewels, since these two stones balanced each other. So now we have gone through some books about garnet, but I have also learned some additional things about garnet at university when I was studying Norse archaeology. I've learned that almandine garnets has been found in Viking graves, but also in graves that predates the Vikings too, which is very fascinating. Vikings and Celts had the belief that garnet was supposed to protect them in battle, and that it helped them with stamina and strength, and that it was said to reduce the blood flow. I mentioned all this in my previous episode about crystals in the Viking Age too, by the way. Overall, I think that the books are quite similar to each other regarding the properties of this beautiful gem. And now, let's dive into what my own thoughts and experiences are with garnet. And let's start with the naughty part. namely, the claim that it enhances the libido. In my own experience, I do agree with this claim. The frequency that this crystal vibrates in is very much enhancing that. And it's very much primal overall in its energies as well. In many ways, I'd say. As of the fire element that Amber Grant mentioned, I agree with that as well. It definitely has that fiery energy that lightens the fire within us. Passion, the drive, the courage and the strength and so on. The energy is very hot and primal, or how to explain it. Just like fire. And it is very cleansing in my experience too. Just like fire is as well. I also feel that it's a very grounding and balancing crystal, so actually I feel it's very earth elemental as well. So in my opinion, it's great using that for grounding practices too. And I very much agree with basically everything of what Judy Hall says about it, and it definitely has helped me through some very rough times. It really amplifies my warrior spirit and strength in so many levels and boosts my self-confidence and self-love. And on the speak of warrior spirit, many people fight wars in loads of different ways. It doesn't only apply to physical warfare. I just want to clarify that, and garnet is excellent for whatever war you're fighting. It really awakens my fighting fire, my strength and my courage to rise even though stomped down on the ground. It helps me to keep on fighting and holding on even if so much is going against me. I feel also that it has very protective properties, and very strongly so, and that makes it a perfect crystal for spiritual shielding, for example, which I will talk about in a future episode. However, some things that Amber Grant says about it is not something I have experienced myself, like that it's good for remembering dreams, for example. In my personal experience, there's crystals that's more for that kind of stuff, and I haven't really experienced that sort of property with a garnet. However, that doesn't mean that garnet cannot have those effects for another person, though. I do feel that it does help with past life recall, though. But dreams? Not so much. She also mentioned that it enhances service, and I don't really understand what she means about that, really. But the other things that she mentions, I do agree with, though. I feel also that the claims of garnet affecting the blood flow is also something that I resonate very much with. See, in my mind, blood is our life force, and I very much feel very empowered by garnet in so many levels, which I gave examples of before. Garnet makes me feel like my very life force is being elevated and amplified to the maximum on those levels. I also feel that it's a crystal that's very Morriganic and also Freya-like in many ways too. So it can definitely be a crystal to work with if you're wanting to contact or connect easier to those two. Garnet is a very strong and powerful crystal to work with or have around. It's not easy dealing with that one if you cannot deal with strong energies like that. It could be somewhat overwhelming to some, actually. But it's time to finish this off, and I want to end it with saying that I really love Almandine Garnet. It's just an amazing crystal. I love it so, 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 so much. And with that said, it's unfortunately time to wrap this all up. And I want to mention that in mini-series like this, I won't be doing the Swedish word of the week. That only applies to my normal episodes. I might change my mind about that in the future, but this is how it is going to be for now at least. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you did, consider to subscribe and follow so you won't miss any future episodes. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram too, that would make me very happy. Thank you so much for listening, all of you, and lots of love, Hardegott.
Hard melt him in moder, hat mir skilde kaupa. Fagrar ora, fagrar.